This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Matt Cardwell and Callum Padgett filling in for Gillian and Nick on Joy 94.9. Go get 'em, boys.
Arriba!
Good morning, all.
Good morning. It's our final show, Cal.
And we are going out with a bang this week.
We sure are.
Because I'm going to shoot Matt live on air at the end of the show.
I think we actually promised naked jelly wrestling.
Oh, no, I forgot the jelly.
Yes. Oh, didn't you bring all the packets of airplane jelly?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no jelly for me, that's for sure.
And no Chris the PT either. He's in Thailand this week.
Everyone's ditched us. They're like, it's a sinking ship.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be there for the final week when they finally get kicked off.
The ship is well and truly almost completely submerged.
Yes, and we thought we'd go out with a bang because if you're going to lose, you might as well just go out with a bang, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes, we've got a psychic story, yes.
You went to see a psychic yesterday.
I went to see a psychic and I recorded it and it sort of didn't go as well as I expected. But we will be playing that later. I'll play it for you, Cal.
I haven't heard this yet. I'm very excited.
We should be.
Matt put together a bit of a political parody song that we karaoke'd to. We'll be playing that for you later on as well. We've got the song off.
Yes, we've got it all. The thing is, it's not a political song. Avicii did a remix.
Ah, okay. Yeah, well, we've made it political, haven't we? We've turned it on its political side.
No, Avicii just... He thought, what can I do my remix on with his latest song, Wake Me Up? And he's like, I'll do it on the Australian political state at the moment. And
I like what he's done.
So do I.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's great.
Tinchy Strider and Tyo Cruz. He just couldn't believe that he got a second chance.
No, Tinchy Strider, that's an interesting name.
It is. It sounds like a water... Like one of those water bugs that walks along the surface of the water?
It sounds like a Cockney slang name. Tinchy Strider.
Oh, he's a bit of a Tinchy Strider, that one.
Yeah, like the Cockney rhyming slang.
Yeah, but what would it be rhyming slang for?
Do you know what rhyming slang that people say to me as like a gay guy?
Yeah.
Wally Woofter. Have you heard that? And then Wally's.
No one's ever called me... I get called a Wally all the time, but
yeah,
I thought it was
it
because
from.
I was silly.
No, Wally Woofter.
Oh, I've been called a Wally all my life. People knew me well before I did.
It could have multiple meanings.
Have you read The Age's Odd Spot this morning? It's fantastic.
Do you know, I don't even bother with the real news because that just gets
you're
me angry.
You're a news reader. How can you not bother with the news?
Nah, I just make it up. Or I go straight to the Odd Spot and then the comics.
Oh, yeah. Well, fair enough. Well, Odd Spot straight away. Shipwrecked sailor Graham Anley rescued his beloved pooch before his wife. As his boat started to sink after hitting a reef off the coast of South Africa, Mr. Anley grabbed his Jack Russell Rosie in her special life jacket and swam ashore. Then he swam back to save his wife, Cheryl, who got trapped after her safety line snagged on the yacht's steering gear.
Cheryl? Cheryl was left in the ocean while he rescued his dog.
Cheryl was left in the ocean. But what I love about it is that his Jack Russell was in a life jacket. Like, he could have made sure that Jack Russell wasn't going to get sucked down by the boat. He didn't have to take it all the way to shore before rescuing... Like, he could have just let it bob in the ocean for a little while and then gotten his wife out and then taken the dog to shore. He didn't have to go all the way. I don't know how far away they were, but I like to think they were at least 2 kilometres out.
Maybe his wife was more of a bitch.
Yeah. I want to know, what would you rescue first? Your dog or your partner? 0427 Joy 949. Email onair@joy.org.au. You know what? Spice it up a bit. Also, why? What would you... Like, your pet or your partner first? And what's your reasoning? How would you justify it to the courts?
Joy.
here on Joy 94.9 with Cal and Matt.
Filling in for Wake Up It's Wednesday for the final week.
Final week. Jillian and Nick will be back next week, and they'll have to pick up the pieces. Now, this guy, Graham Anley.
Yes, who...
Mr. Romantic picked up his dog instead of his wife when they were shipwrecked in the ocean. Tended to his dog first.
Rescued his dog before his wife. Took it. The dog had a little life jacket. Took it all the way back to shore first before coming back and getting his wife, who was snagged on the sinking yacht.
Where do you buy a dog life jacket from?
Probably any well-stocked pet store.
It's just ridiculous. Well, funnily enough, on Saturday, we had a vet in for Saturday Magazine.
Yeah.
And he said that there's actual dog seatbelts. Did you know that?
Yeah. My dog's got a dog seatbelt that we never, ever use.
No. They love to run around the car.
Yeah, which isn't great.
And put their head out the window.
That's fine. You can also get... I used to work in a pet supply store, and you can also buy dog... not tampons, dog pads.
Dog...
Yeah, for dogs when they have their period, and also sanitary diapers as well for when they're old and incontinent.
There we go, the more you know.
The more you know, the less you want to know.
You've got a boyfriend, correct?
I do.
And it's not me?
It's not.
Would you rescue your dog or your boyfriend first if you were shipwrecked?
I sort of have to... He wouldn't be awake yet, would he? It's quarter to seven.
No one's awake.
I go the dog first, purely because... look, I love my boyfriend. He's a good swimmer.
I love my boyfriend, but...
He just snores and... No. He's a good swimmer, and so I reckon I'd get the dog out of harm's way first, because she's going to be panicking. She doesn't know what's going on. And then I'd make sure the boyfriend was okay and take them both to shore. But he's a better swimmer than I am anyway, so it'd probably be him choosing between my dog and myself. He'd probably go with the dog.
Well, you know what? It sort of leads into our would you rather questions, because if you haven't heard us for the past 3 weeks, you might not know us that well, and I don't know Callum that well, to be honest. So I reckon we come back with some would you rather questions.
Yep, hypotheticals.
Hypotheticals, that'd be good. And I can understand the way you think. I know you like your dog more than your boyfriend, and...
Well...
What other scandalous things will come out now?
Josh, you...
Joy.
Voices, Lydia Denker. If you're listening to the radio, of course you're going to be hearing voices.
Yes, of course. Sometimes I hear them and they tell me to burn things.
Yeah, don't. But Joy 94.9 does not condone arson.
No, the voices... No, I'm not crazy, I swear.
Oh, you're just wearing headphones, it's fine.
I told you I'm going to be dragged off from this chair by the end of this shift.
Okay. I might drag you away now.
Now, hypotheticals, because in case you haven't heard, Cal and me, or Cal and I.
Cal and I.
Cal
thanks.
And I. Me and Cal. I don't know him that well. We've been thrown into the studio, literally.
Yeah, every morning, catapulted in.
They just get us and throw us in like a drunk out of a bar. Get out. Or
but
get in.
Get in.
Exactly.
Drunk into the drink tank.
And we've been doing these questions, so I get to know Cal better and you get to know Cal better and me better as well. And Cal. All right.
Hit me. Hit me with your hypothetical.
Because of what you like in life, this is going to be a hard one for you.
Okay.
Would you rather never have to worry about money or live in a world with Pokemon?
Oh my god, you bastard!
I know.
Can't make that choice.
I know.
Oh no, you I have to go Pokemon, because then money would be less of an issue, because I could get it off fighters and stuff. Oh
yes.
I have to go with Pokemon. For anyone who doesn't know Pokemon, you're missing out. 90s major craze that
gotta
stays with you.
Gotta catch them all, it's you
gotta
and me.
Gotta catch them all, Pokemon.
No, it's my destiny.
All right, okay, no, I have to go with Pokemon.
I had a great childhood with Pokemon.
Oh, so did I. Do you know, but you know what? It's not important. All right, hypothetical for you, sir. Would you rather live in a world, lots of living today.
Yes.
Where dinosaurs were alive again and out hunting people, all dangerous-like, or... where there's a zombie outbreak. So you either have to survive... So you've got the zombie threat, okay, or you've got dinosaurs.
Now, there's two types of zombies, so we have to clarify.
All right.
Because you know how there's the fast-running zombies in the newer movies?
The more of your classic ones.
The more classic ones
are
like...
Still a threat. Like not ridiculously slow, but still a threat. What would you go with? Quickly.
I reckon dinosaurs...
Yeah. I mean, you'll probably die faster if you're getting hounded by a flock of raptors. Swarm of raptors? Pack? A pack. I'll call it a pack.
And us human innovators that we are, we would come up with a way to live with dinosaurs, I think.
And you could try and tame them.
Exactly.
It'd be awesome. And just think of all the science you could learn from them.
Exactly. We'd be living in a museum, but in a scary museum where you get killed.
Everything's alive and you get fed on by dinosaurs.
It wouldn't be good.
But it'd be great for science.
Joy.
Get them, boys.
Thanks, Andy, for the news. That is going to be my new ringtone to wake me up in the morning.
Oh,
not
bless.
So much with your voice, but it just really gets me going, a bit of salsa.
That's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gloria Estefan.
We've got some messages to read out.
Oh, yes.
Tony.
Tony saying, morning, boys. Bugger the girls, make a play for the chairs.
Oh, don't worry, mate, we will.
Oh, yeah, we're going to fight them. We will fight them good.
With jelly.
And also, I was asking earlier about the odd spot. Would you rescue your dog or your boyfriend first? And he's saying, who wouldn't rescue the dog first?
Yeah, dogs are unconditional love. Boyfriends, that's not true.
Exactly.
Pat Craig and Not Dog the Cat, which I think is an awesome name. Morning, guys. I'll miss not hearing you both next Wednesday as you both do a great job and are a great team. Bless. And Matt, given your personality, I'm sure the boys are lining up. Thanks, Pat Craig and Not Dog the Cat. I wish that was the case, but I have something to play you later. I went to a psychic and they've given a premonition of my love life and relationships. That's going to come up later, so you have to stick around.
Play a few little tidbits of that one.
Yes.
Joy.
It's hard for Daddy to break a habit. Do you know what that habit is, Cal?
What's that habit?
Wearing wigs.
Wearing wigs?
She's been wearing wigs every single X Factor.
She doesn't need wigs.
She's got beautiful short hair.
Yeah.
Okay. And Beyonce last week, the only news that I got last week was that Beyonce cut her hair. There's nothing else that really came through to me.
So short hair is in.
But I heard about that. Short hair is in. Dani Minogue should be embracing her short pixie do.
Yeah. Well, if she got it cut as a short pixie do, shouldn't she be wearing it as a pixie do?
Dani Minogue's wig had this ridiculous fringe, and I think she needs to start paying the fringe benefits tax.
Clever pun.
Yeah, well, she does. It looks ridiculous.
It does look absolutely awful.
I got a question for you, Cal. Do you have male pattern baldness in your family?
Oh, on every side of the family. I'm not going to be able to escape it. I'm lucky I have hair now.
Oh, so you know George Costanza from Seinfeld?
Yes.
He, what's his name? I can't remember.
He doesn't have a real name. He's George Costanza.
That's all he is, isn't he, really? He started going bald at 17.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I've got a question. Would you wear a wig if you started to go bald?
I think I'd just shave my head.
Yeah, see, that I'm lucky. I've been told I'll never go bald.
It does depend why you're going bald. If it's because of chemotherapy or something.
Yeah, that's a whole different...
All right, so we're doing
we're not going there. We're doing pure genetics.
Okay,
male pattern baldness. Yeah, male pattern baldness. Would you wear a wig or a toupee?
A toupee. What's the difference? Is a toupee just for men?
Toupee is just like a little part of it.
Oh, it's a partial cover.
Yeah.
It's like
a hairy
yarmulke.
It looks like a small animal died on your head.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So, would you do it? Yes or no?
No. I wouldn't. I'd just shave my head, I think. I'd embrace it. Be one of those weird hairy biker guys.
That's what I'd do too. 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au. Wigs or embrace your baldness?
Embrace your baldness, people. That's what I'd go for anyway.
Yeah.
Bring joy to the world. Listen to us everywhere. Download the Joy smartphone app now at joy.org.au.
Hey, Matt, what happens when disco and bingo collide?
John Travolta in a nursing home.
No. Disco Bingo, of course. Put on your flares and roller skates and poogie on down to the very first Joy Disco Bingo on Saturday, August 31st at the Birmingham Hotel, 333 Smith Street, Fitzroy. Doors open at 6:30 p.m, meals available, eyes down at 7:30, followed by disco dancing.
Woohoo!
This Joy fundraiser is only $10 per disco bunny. It will be a sellout, so don't miss out. Call Joy on 1-300-569-949 to book your tickets today.
Joy.
Freak like me, sugar babes.
And would you feel like a freak if you were going bald?
I don't know, Cal. I'm lucky that it's not going to happen
well,
to me.
Well, you have a pretty... you have your hair cropped pretty short.
I know, and it's bald by choice. That's what I call it.
Bald by choice.
Bald by choice, not by genetics.
I look sick when I'm bald. I shaved my head for a cure when I was like 15.
Yeah.
I looked really ill. So that was a really unfortunate look for Callum.
But also, it's good that you've done that because think of how people that go through chemo, you know, have to go through. So it's good that you did that.
Yeah. No, yeah,
for charity.
No, no, proud.
Good on
yeah.
you.
Or anything
applause.
For charity or attention. That's my motto. Anything for charity
now,
or attention.
Yes.
Either is fine.
Either's fine as long as you're getting some kudos.
Yeah.
Now, we wanted to know whether you should embrace your baldness or would you go down the path of getting some fake hair, a rug on top. Now, we had a message in from Nathan. He says, I embrace my baldness, shave my head, but keep a mohawk on top. I get called Mr. T a lot by drunk people on trams.
Well, there you go. See, he's getting creative with his baldness,
yes,
isn't he?
That's good. You know, embrace it. That's what I reckon.
And Brad is back in Australia, and he says, so nice to hear the familiar sounds of Joy. He knows he's home.
He must have only had a holiday for like a week. Because we're not that familiar to many people.
No, it's the Joy brand.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Bringing joy to the nation.
Joy.
Joy 94.9, 22 minutes past 7. Matt and Cal with you on this fine Wednesday morning, filling
yes.
in for Jillian and Nick for the final time.
For the final time till they come back and have to recover the mess.
Yeah, have to clean up after us.
They'll
messy
have to
boys.
Come in with a sponge and spray and wipe and
what
clean
have you been
up
doing
the mess.
To the walls?
It's all that jelly wrestling that we've done.
Off air, because it's cheaper that way.
That's it. Now, Cal.
You had a bit of an experience, didn't you?
Last night, I decided to see a psychic because I'm going away and I wanted some premonitions.
Mm-hmm.
I think psychics, I'm still undecided whether they're real or not. Maybe we can play a clip. We've got a few clips.
All right. Look, you know what? We'll play this clip because, and it'll help us to decide whether or not, whether
it's
or
all baloney.
Well, it sounds like she's on the money.
Joy.
Well, it looks like you can easily meet a girl, but for some reason they end up being your friends. Because you got. I feel like you've got a lot of girl friends. I mean, just friends around you.
Joy.
Did you pay extra for the Eastern European accent?
I paid extra. I did. I don't want Shazza from Werribee to do my reading. I want Ivanka from Eastern Europe to do it. And I paid extra.
Were you able to keep a straight face then? When she was saying, well, I mean, like, cause she is right on the money. I don't think you do. I think you probably do struggle a bit getting girlfriends.
There's two ways you could take it. You could take it as being, okay, I've got lots of girlfriends. And I do have a few girlfriends, don't get me wrong. Friends that are girls. They're not romantic, but I'm pretty sure she thought it was the romantic type of girlfriend.
Well, she was right, wasn't she?
She's kind of right.
I think that is one tick for her in the truth.
Exactly.
Not bluff column.
It's best out of three. We've got three clips to play. And number one, you
I
reckon
she's
true?
Right
she's
money.
Right. Is she right on the money? Let us know. 0427-JOY-949 or on air at joy.org.au.
Or if you've seen a psychic, did they blow your mind with amazing, mysterious truths?
Who knows? Let us know.
Joy.
Cal and Matt, wake up. It's Wednesday. Filling in for Jillian and Nick. They'll be back next week.
Minutes to 8:00. Yeah, it's our final show. We've got about an hour and a half left.
And I saw a psychic last night, Cal, and she's already predicted that I've got lots of girlfriends.
Yeah, lots of friends who are girls, but you struggle for some reason to have girlfriends.
I wonder what that could be.
I don't know. Did you read it in your countenance? Did you just see deep into your soul?
Yeah, she did, but I wanted to know about my housemate, and she provides some insights into him. Let's play.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Joy.
Who's your flatmate? Do you have any tensions? Like,
it's generally pretty good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Feels like something. Is he a friend or is it just someone, just a flatmate?
He's a friend. We met at work.
Mm.
And yeah.
I'm just wondering. He's not a bad guy, but there's something going on in his life. Do you know if he's got any bad habits or anything like that?
He does. He drinks every day. Every day and it is a bit concerning.
Yeah.
He's asking a lot of questions for a psychic.
You need to, well, obviously he's not going to listen to you anyway, because I see you kind of trying to talk to him about it, but he's not going to do anything, because I feel like he's always feeling like his head's spinning, so that's why I feel like something's going on there.
Joy.
Okay, you know what? She didn't actually tell you anything in that entire section.
I know, but the thing is, I thought that it was amazing at the time, but now that I listen to it back, if she asks a question about the person I live with and whether they have any bad habits, of course you're going to say someone has bad habits that you
live with. Them,
they leave the toothbrush out. They don't do the dishes. Obviously, I said that mine drinks. Fingers crossed he's not.
See, what happened was when you came in and were talking about how excited you were with the psychic, you were like, she guessed that that my housemate drank. Like, I was really impressed. But there... No, she didn't. You just told her straight out, and she made you think that she did.
I know.
She's like, oh, yes, I thought I saw that coming. So
she's very crafty.
Mm.
She had one more thing to say, though.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I haven't... All right.
I see this guy, Callum, and he needs to give you all his money. All his money.
Wow, you should really listen to her.
But why? She didn't give me a reason.
There doesn't need to be a reason. You need to give me all your money.
All right, hang on.
Come on, where's your ATM card, mate?
Here's $2. That's all I've got.
That's what she says. You need to give me your money, mate.
I did.
Please do. Now, I think we should ask. We all want to know about our future. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about, what would you tell your younger self?
That's a good one. If you could go back in time...
If you could go back in time and say something to your younger self, what would it be? Let us know on 0427-JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au.
I think I've got a good one.
Joy.
Martin Solvig and Hey Now, here on Joy 94.9, 7:45. You are with Matthew and...
Callum. Now, we had my psychic reading, which I think went well, and Callum will be giving me lots of money, as she suggested. But I wanted to know, what would you tell your younger self? Obviously, there's the great thing of 20/20 vision of hindsight. What would you tell yourself, Cal? Your younger self.
I can see the conversation in my head here. It'd probably go something along the lines of, hey, Cal, how you doing? Well, who are you? No, never mind. Look, just when you get older, don't stress out, but you're totally gay. You're just gay as the day is long in summer.
You're camper than Christmas. Just accept it, mate. Yeah.
But I really like boobs. Yeah, everyone does. They're nature's cushion.
Yeah, we love
That's
it.
That's fine. Everyone likes
love
boobs.
Love the female form. Don't know if I can do anything with it.
But you know what? So you think about it. You get friend-zoned throughout your entire life. Good reason for that. No, you're gay.
So that's what you would tell your younger self.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Now, Cal, you would tell your younger self that...
Totally gay. Like, you're in denial for a bit, buddy. Don't worry, you're gay. Just chill. Just deal with it. I want to know what you'd tell yourself.
I would tell my younger self, don't listen to the priest. Your hands will not grow hair, or you will not grow blind by touching downstairs.
That's good. That's good. Go for it, buddy. Give yourself free reign.
It gave me some... I was quite worried a few nights in my youth because I thought that would happen, but no. Johnny messaged in. He said...
I'd tell my younger self your nose wouldn't bleed so much if you just kept your finger out of there.
Out of where?
Out of his nose.
Oh.
Settle down, you.
Thanks, Johnny. If you
want Joy.
Go get them, boys.
That announcer is going to go on to big things, I can tell.
He will do the biggest things.
We paid so much for him, he can only go on to bigger and better things, that's for sure. Cal and Matt, wake up, it's Wednesday.
Good morning, Joyces. 5 minutes past eight on this fine, fine Wednesday.
Now, we've got a big hour coming up. We've got Avicii's brand new remix he sent to us.
Debut single.
Debut single. He's like, Cal and Matt, they must have a big audience.
They like,
no, he feels me. Sorry for us, so he sent us a song maybe so people would listen. So we've got that to play in the next 15 minutes, and we've also got our song off. Now, we need some categories. I want to beat Callum. Fair enough.
Yeah, well, and not just in general. He also wants to beat me in the song off. First week, we've been here for 3 weeks. First week, he beat me by 2 votes because people were slow with their fingers, slow texting in.
Last week, we did one-hit wonders. And
neither of which ended up being a one-hit wonder.
We both, yeah, basically what happened was we both chose songs that weren't one-hit wonders. So we both lost, and now is
Everyone preferred my song way over yours. It was a landslide. It's just that neither of them happened to be one-hit wonders. My song still kicked yours.
Yeah, done.
Sorry, sir. Come on.
So we need a category. I need to beat Callum. Let us know. 0427.
Joy.
Callum, Matt, wake up. It's Wednesday. That was, of course, Kelly Clarkson. Now, we wanted to know some categories for our song off, which is going to be after 8:30, and we've had a few messages in.
And quite a few messages in.
For some, yeah, categories, because I want to beat Cal.
Because I kicked your ass last week, and I'm still reveling in it.
Cal beats me off air. That's why I have to win.
That's why I'm in control of when the microphones are on or off.
Please, choose me, whatever it is, yep.
Anne from Ominous, as in Anonymous. That wasn't as clever as I thought it was going to be.
Anonymous said...
Said best songs people have never heard. So, but I wouldn't know any of those songs having never heard them before. See, there's the problem there.
That is an issue. Songs that make you upset.
Songs that would make you want to turn off your radio. Except that I don't want you to turn off your radio.
Chick rock or gay themed hit.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a good one.
You danced to that one. Disco songs from David and Kilda. Yeah.
Also, sexiest songs or beats to bonk to.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, something with a nice constant beat.
I like that one. A steady, rock steady beat. Keep them coming in.
Keep
them
coming.
Choices.
We've got the Avicii hit that we've been.
Joy 94.9.
Now, if you've been listening and you have, good for you.
I have. Then, I don't know about anyone else.
Then. Lots of people texting in, letting us. Tony says, we don't need anyone as long as we've got him. Yeah, you're right, Tony.
You're right, Tony. And Johnny, we love you both.
You complete me.
Now, Avicii, he feels sorry for us. He's number one on the charts with the song Wake Me Up, and he sent us a remix. He's not happy with the current political state at the moment, and he's made a remix of that song for us.
It's a bit shorter than usual.
It's a bit shorter and it's very topical, but I like it. Let us know what you think, though. 0427 Joy 949 or...
onair@joy.org.au.
Drop the needle. I tried changing the channel, but all I see is two dicks.
Fair shake of the sauce bottle, mate.
All I wanted was to watch the news without being sick. I don't care about some empty promises. I'm afraid to watch TV. Between Tony Abbott and Kevin Rudd, it's a battle I don't want to see. So wake us up when it's all over. We'll be brain dead and a little older. We all seem to be paying the price. and our country's already lost.
We've got a zip.
So wake us up when it's all over. We'll be brain dead and a little older. We all seem to be paying the price, and our country's already lost.
Tell these dickheads in the embassy.
I'm no more a misogynist than the Prime Minister's a misandrist.
Oh 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
That's so, yeah, do you like that song?
What do you think?
Think
what do you
think
about
his remix.
Latest
it's
track?
It's very topical.
It's beautiful.
Joy.
You're with Matt and Cal for the final time here on Joy 94.9.
And the Avicii song has been a raving hit. We've had one message in. That was terrible, but I'll try not to lose respect for you both.
Thanks, Johnny.
Thanks, Johnny.
And
Tony said...
Tony thought it was LMFAO.
LMAO.
No, it was Avicii, clearly. Andy Kay, what did you think?
I prefer the remix.
Exactly.
You prefer this one?
I think Avicii really needs to go the topical route with his songs.
Yeah.
It branches out. It's something we can all relate to, I think.
The fact that we don't want to see either Kevin Rudd or Tony Abbott on TV is something we can all relate to.
He should get you in. Avicii should get you in for his next track.
Oh, I know, right?
That would be perfect. I am here.
And then
I am ready.
Then one day you'll be reporting that Avicii's sales have declined.
we may have just knocked off "Wake Me Up" off the top of the charts. Sorry about that, Avicii.
Best remix ever made my long drive along the West Gate much more pleasurable. At least you didn't drive off the West Gate. Thanks.
Keep your thoughts coming. 0427JOY949. Email onair@joy.org.au. Hey, you know what? We might even play it again for you at the end of the show.
Yeah, fair shake of the sauce bottle, mate.
Joy.
A little bit of extra time to get to work there, ladies and gents.
If you're stuck in your car, we're going to make things a little bit better for you. We're going to have our song off, and we've chosen a category, and that is...
songs you can bonk to.
Bonky, bonky, with a good...
No sound effects, no.
I love doing sound effects. I should be a dolly artist.
You should be on the radio. Oh, I should have chosen this one.
This is
Rock
a sexy
with
song.
You, Michael Jackson.
This is not the song for the song off. It's just a good song.
Oh, I want this to be my song.
Song off coming up.
Coming up shortly, 33 minutes past 8. Michael Jackson, take it away, sir.
Girl, close your eyes. Joy.
It is that 18 minutes to 9. Matt and Cal on our final show. This is our final song off.
It is. It's our final song off. It's the ultimate song off.
And it's the tiebreaker song off.
That's it. And Gary from Brunswick, he suggested songs to bonk to. So thank you, Gary, for the suggestion.
It is a beautiful one. And it's one that sort of put me on the spot a bit as well. I thought I had a good one, then I wasn't sure, and now I'm double-checking. And you know what? I picked a song. I'm going to go with it, but I'm not confident this week.
Am I going first?
You're going first.
Okay.
0427JOY949. Let us know which one you like the most.
Or on air at joy.org.au. Here's my song, Love, Sex, American Express. Oh, yeah, hot and steamy.
The only problem with this one is it mentions girls too much. I don't want to listen to... I don't want to think about girls when I'm having
You're
sex.
You're negating half the audience. All my lesbian friends love that song.
I don't want to. Me. I don't want to think about girls.
The thing is, Cal, it's not about you. I think that's a very sexy song. 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. Vote for Matt. Vote one, Matt.
Don't vote just yet until you've heard mine. Try this one on for size. It's gender neutral.
Nah.
Abby May's cover of My Pony. Come back to your senses, Joyce.
That didn't make me feel like bonking. That sent me to sleep. If I heard that in the bedroom, I'd be like...
Well, clearly you don't have much stamina then, do you?
No. No. So we've got one vote for me.
Is not a vote for you.
And one vote for Callum.
Songs we would bonk to, and it's an anonymous song, and it says, hot song would dance to, but not bonk. No, that one, my friend, hot, is a vote
hot
for
song.
No one.
They said hot song,
that's
so that's a vote for
no
me.
One.
But you know what? It's up to you to decide the ultimate song off. 0427JOY949 or...
onair@joy.org.au. Johnny has also voted, and he said, kids these days with their doof-doof crap doesn't make me feel like bonking. Makes me... Wait, you need to sound more decrepit. Doesn't make me feel like bonking. Bonking makes me want to take a lot of ecstasy tests all night and struggle to urinate. But he votes for me, even though he says both choices were pretty terrible. First of all, Johnny, that came out in the early 90s. It's not one of those new Doof Doof Crap
ones.
Well,
actually, it was redone. It was a cover. So
Abbey May's cover of Genuine. Much better than the original.
The Genuine one's better, in my opinion. But anyway, it's up for you to decide. You get to decide the ultimate song off. Message in 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au. You.
Make sure you include our names so we don't have to fight
Matt
about this little hot song fix. That is not a vote for you.
Joy.
6 minutes to nine here on Joy 94.9, all the nines this morning.
Do you know what I hate, Callum? Democracy. I don't like it. It just doesn't
love
work.
It.
I don't like it. Nah.
The votes are in. We just had a big, long session of texts coming in. Thank you all for your input.
Thank you very much for your input. I love Jeremy from Reza.
Well, you would, because he voted for you.
And, yeah, exactly. That's why I love him.
7-2-4.
And I'm disappointed with my mum for trying to be diplomatic and vote for both me and Cal.
She liked both our songs.
I want an emancipation.
Anyway... you don't need one. You're a legal adult. I am the winner. I have won the 2 out of 3. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
Joy.
It's a sad, sad... He's not just crying because he lost, although that's probably partly why he's trying the song off.
There's double upset. First I lose and now we're finished.
This is done. We're done. We're out of here.
This is our final wake up. It's Wednesday and we want to say thank you to a few people. I want to say thanks to Johnny and Tony for consistently messaging us and supporting us.
They are beautiful, regular listeners.
I'd like to thank God and the Academy as well.
I'd like to thank my surgeon who gave me this fabulous radio voice. Guys, thank you so much.
Yes, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for all your messages, and we'll definitely catch you around soon, that's for sure.
Gillian and Nick will be back. Starting from next week, we return you to your regular programming. Andy Kay with the news up soon, and Brandon taking you from 9 till 12. Joy 94.9. It has been an absolute pleasure.
Sure has.
Sing us out, Bruno Mars. You're my treasure.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.